Iraq talks tough but offers leniency for two detained Americans. Government action could turn the baseball strike into a lockout. Rap star Eazy-E dies of AIDS. Good morning for Bill Lynch. This is Frank Settapani with the CBS World News Roundup. Iraq's parliament speaker calls the two Americans who strayed over the border from Kuwait infiltrators and suggests David Daliberti and Bill Barloon may have been intent on sabotage. The White House calls the charge hogwash. Barloon's wife, Linda, agrees.
This is absolutely ridiculous. I cannot believe that this has turned into such a catastrophic mistake. It's just incredible to me.
Press Secretary Mike McCurry says the government is making every effort to get the men released.
There's always some escalation of rhetoric in a situation like this, but we're working very hard, quietly, but persistently in diplomatic channels to secure the release of these two Americans.
Daliberti and Barloon face 8 years in prison, but the Iraqi parliament speaker says there's still room for leniency, indicating an easing of UN economic sanctions might do the trick. The United Nations, in a major policy shift, says it's ready to request NATO airstrikes against Bosnian Serb artillery that's used on civilians inside so-called safe areas. UN spokesman Colin Murphy says the Serbs should not take the warning lightly.
A very great deal of brainstorming and preparation and thinking has been done, and there are no hollow threats here. If we feel that the criteria have been met, we intend to produce a resolute response, and that is not a hollow statement.
The Serbs have shelled Sarajevo and three other safe areas in recent days. The shelling of Sarajevo continued today. South Africa's President Mandela has fired his estranged wife, Winnie, from a deputy minister's job.
This decision has been taken in the interest of good government.
Maggie Sterner in Johannesburg reports the move comes as no surprise.
President Mandela has been under pressure for weeks now to do something about his estranged wife. Mrs. Mandela has been brazenly criticizing the new government and deliberately disobeying government orders. ANC leaders have been pushing for a firm stand, but since she is the wife of the president, the order could only come from the top. The conventional wisdom is Mrs. Mandela has huge support among the masses and could launch her own political party. But analysts say she's a loner with no real political support and no real future in the new South Africa.
The government is about to throw Major League Baseball a high, hard one. Correspondent Bob Orr reports from Washington.
The general counsel for the National Labor Relations Board will be in court later today in New York, seeking an injunction against Major League Baseball owners. The NLRB has accused the owners of bargaining in bad faith. Board spokesman Dave Parker.
It could hopefully have an impact on the negotiations so that they will reach a breakthrough and settle this strike.
Striking players have said they will end their strike if a court order is issued, restoring the terms of the old baseball contract. But owners are threatening a lockout. Yankees owner George Steinbrenner says labor peace must come at the bargaining table.
We got to get back to the game. We can sit and position each other all the time. We ought to damn well negotiate and get this thing settled.
But nothing is likely to be settled before replacement players open the 95 season next Sunday. Bob Orr, CBS News, Washington.
De facto Commissioner Bud Selig doubts an injunction will break the deadlock.
They have said for a long time the only way we'll ever get to solve is at the table, and these are all sideshows. They're just distractions.
Players union leader Donald Fear says playing hardball won't help.
If the owners would lock out following an injunction issued in these circumstances, I think that would be the clearest indication you could possibly have that they have no interest in reaching a deal. But hopefully they won't do that. Hopefully they'll try and reach an agreement with us.
The two sides are supposed to meet tonight face-to-face for the first time in 3 weeks. The New York Times says the Pentagon has banned military personnel, including bands and color guards, from taking part at games that use replacement players.
To me, it's kind of funny. The attitude's showing niggas driving.
Gangster rap star Eric Wright, who performed under the name Eazy-E, died of AIDS last night. He was 31. His lawyer, Ron Sweeney.
Eazy was the type of person that could walk with kings and also the common folk, and everybody loved him.
At Cedars-Sinai Hospital in Los Angeles, Dr. William Young says Wright took ill and was diagnosed only last month.
He was one of the people who remained totally healthy, whereas that more characteristically, people develop some other manifestation of the decline in the immune system.
Publicist Norman Winter says Wright's music will live on.
He was a very talented young man, and his label is still going. He has hits out there, and I think based on the copyrights, He's left a nice legacy for his family and his fans, and I think it's going to go on for a long time.
Winter says it's a legacy that goes beyond music.
But a lot of kids now are going to go out and get tested. I know that.
In a statement before his death, Wright said he didn't know how he got AIDS, but admitted living in a fast lane of fancy cars and fancy women. The Simpson murder jury hears more from a reluctant witness today. David Dow has that.
Brian Cato Kalin will return to the witness stand today for what is expected to be his fourth and final day of testimony. The former Simpson house guest has helped prosecutors lay out a timeline consistent with their theory of the double murders Simpson is accused of. Later today, Alan Park, the limousine driver who took Simpson to the airport shortly after the murders, is expected to add to the timeline. CBS News legal consultant Victor Gold.
He completes the picture the prosecution paints of showing O.J. Simpson had the opportunity to commit the murders. And then he shows for the prosecution that O.J. Simpson acted in a way consistent with a man who had just committed a double homicide.
In last summer's preliminary hearing, Park testified that Simpson complained of being too warm and wanting the air conditioner on, though the outside air temperature was around 60 degrees. David Dow, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Neighbors in the Houston suburb of Hockley, Texas, are in a state of shock over the murder of a 7-year-old girl. Nicole Benton's body was found in the attic of a home less than a block from her house. Robert Nesby lives nearby.
Really, there's no safety anymore. I mean, we moved out here because we was told this is a real quiet neighborhood, a lot of good people, which I'm sure there is, but stuff like this happens. It changes your whole outlook on everything, you know.
Police say the 34-year-old salesman who lived in the house where the body was found confessed to killing the girl. Police speeding to the scene of a murder in downtown Milan discovered the victim was Maurizio Gucci, grandson of the Gucci who built the family's fashion empire. He was apparently walking to work when he was cut down by bullets. Chrysler reportedly is close to agreeing to strengthen rear door latches on millions of minivans so they won't spring open in a collision, throwing unbelted passengers from the vehicle. The New York Times says the company would not admit there's anything wrong with its current latches, which the government has blamed for more than 24 deaths. Chrysler's Tom Cavalesi says the company stands by its vehicles.
Minivans as a category are among the safest vehicles on the road today. And of all minivans, Chrysler in particular has among the safest record of all minivans on the road.
President Clinton takes his effort to reinvent government to the next level today with a plan to consolidate, cut, or sell operations at NASA and four other federal agencies. The goal would be to save at least $10 billion. According to the Washington Post, the NASA cuts would cost 55,000 jobs over 5 years. The House is set to begin debate this week on a term limits proposal, a key point in the contract with America. Republicans seem well short of the two-thirds majority needed for approval. After 30 minutes on Wall Street, the Dow Industrials were down a fraction. It's 10 past.